This week on TNT Talk,
we're going to be talking about the dark and deep web.
Is not held responsible for any future occurrences with the outside world.
And remember, these are theories, not facts.
Well, you know, we thought we were fully prepared, and then we realized we weren't. And I'm going to just blame it on Thanksgiving.
We originally prepared to do an episode on Watergate, which we will do at some point.
But then
not today.
Then we were reviewing, and we realized I didn't get on my computer and finish my half of the notes. So I'll take
the blame.
We
only had 2 pages of notes.
Where usually, we normally have like 7.
Yeah, usually we have about 6. My notes weren't done, and Tori's were non-existent. So
So... we're pulling from the archives of Taylor's work from over the summer.
Yeah, so I did a lot of research over the summer, just on, like, different things, because I knew that this was going to happen a few times. So I got research on different topics, super, not plain topics, but broad topics. This one, obviously, as you can tell by the title, we're going to be talking about the dark web. We've talked about the dark web before. We've never talked about it in detail, but we have talked about the dark web before.
We'll always be like, yeah, we get all this information from the dark web.
We don't get on the dark web. We get on the deep web.
Oh, sorry.
We've never been on the dark web. The deep web
is different.
The deep. All right, we're going to tell you about all of it. But regardless, so, you know, if you don't know what the dark web is or what the deep web is, it's basically where the illegal activity that can happen online happens, and nobody gets in trouble for it because you cannot track it. We'll tell you why, but you can't track it.
Most of the time you can't, and that's how so many people get away
with sex trafficking,
murder,
black market stuff.
Yeah, selling body parts and just all the great things.
Yeah,
you know? Selling
insane stuff,
like
that
insane
happens.
Drugs, and
you know, and it's crazy to think about because, you know, I bet when like internet first came out, people were like, oh my gosh, this is such a great thing. Little did they know that it was going to get used for that kind of stuff the scenes.
That's what everybody always says now, is like, the internet started off as, it was such a new thing, and like, everyone was like, oh my god, it's so cool.
It's
so
cool hip to share your stuff.
Share like your family photos, and you know, then you realize there's people selling human bodies.
Yeah, or selling children.
Yeah.
It's insane. So, basically, underneath everything that goes on the internet, there is a darker side. If you're unaware of that, well, now you know.
Are aware.
So, it was originally, like I said a second ago, created by the government to keep communication secret and confidential through military and government officials. So, it was for military.
Which is smart.
It is. It's such a smart idea.
It was like encryption, though, right? It was like secret government.
It's
or military encryptions that would be sent back and forth?
Because it was not trackable, they could basically talk in whatever.
Yeah.
Because they had created it for them. It was, I guess, techies and nerds that had created it for them, and it was completely not trackable. I mean, if it is, it's not trackable, but to even track it or to even go about tracking it is next to impossible. So they used that because they wanted to be able to communicate with each other, especially for war.
They probably still use, like,
no, they do.
Similar.
They still use it. They still use it. It's used for a lot of things
now.
Well,
they probably have to be, it probably has to be even more encrypted than it used to be because like you're going to talk about in a second, all of, like, the hackers and stuff.
Yeah.
There's people from other countries that could get access to our stuff.
People weren't supposed to know how to get on there. They weren't supposed to know. I don't know how that got leaked, but they weren't supposed to know originally.
There was probably somebody that knew somebody that knew somebody that knew somebody.
And
or there
like,
was
you
somebody,
heard of the dark web?
Or there was somebody that worked in the government and was like, I quit. I'm going to be a hacker.
Yeah, well, they probably got killed.
Probably.
So, hackers and evil people, they got a hold of it, obviously, and they began to use it to their advantage. So, there's 3 layers to internet. The top layer, think about an iceberg, really. I would say think about an iceberg. A small one. An iceberg, and you're currently looking at the top of it, top that's not in the water. That is called the clear web. That's everyday internet. That only takes up 4% of the internet in this world.
That makes me feel like my head's gonna explode.
That means that 96% of the internet is either deep or dark web.
It makes my head seriously feel like
it's gonna explode. That's how big the deep and dark web is.
The way to put it in perspective is, before we started this, we were talking about, like, the clear web is what all of you are listening, like, all of y'all listening right now. This is what we use every single day for everything.
Right.
That is only 4%.
That's your social media. That's you looking up on Google, why do I feel like this? That's WebMD.
And you still even see bad stuff on that 4%.
Right. That's literally all of it. That's YouTube. Everything that we see on a day-to-day basis is clear web, and it only takes up 4% of the internet out there. 96% of the internet is consumed with either illegal activity or just disgusting images, or government official things. So that is only 4% clear web, the top, everyday internet. Middle of the iceberg is the deep web. Most common people who just get on the internet cannot find it, but people, me and Tori have been able to access it's the top layers of the deep web
that we've been able to access. Highly trained officials.
Yeah. If you want any lessons, swipe up. I don't know why I always say swipe up. You can't swipe up on Spotify or Apple Music.
Yeah, and you always tell them to
comment below.
You always tell them to swipe up or comment below when they can't do either.
So me and Tori have been on the deep web before.
Mainly just to find a lot of information for the podcast, because it gets wiped from surface level internet constantly.
But I want to say, here recently, I couldn't tell you how to get on it. I really couldn't.
On the deep web?
Because we have been trying to do it here recently for stuff on our podcast now.
Yeah.
And ever since 2020, happened with, COVID and everything, the deep web has been extremely hard to access. It's been very, very, very hard to access. And here's the thing. Me and Tori aren't trained in it. We taught ourselves. We knew, three things on how to do it, because we would find these weird links and, we got on it, okay?
We did stuff that we probably shouldn't do, but we did it anyways. And that's why we're probably definitely being tracked every day.
So, but it was easier to find it back then. I feel like there were a little bit more loopholes. Me and Tori took a lot of loopholes to get there.
Yeah.
Now, those loopholes don't exist. So that is the deep web. Most people cannot get on it. I mean, me and Tori can't get on it anymore, really. I mean, seriously, I couldn't tell you how to get on it. And it's just really data encryptions and things that everything that is not filtered, that is not illegal activity or government activity or anything gross, all of that stuff, that is more than likely on the deep web. So anything that's not filtered through, which we all know that mainstream media is filtered through.
I know. Especially now. I reposted on my Instagram story the other day. It was talking about the new freaking COVID variant.
Right.
And it was saying, funny how this variant apparently affects children right after the vaccine was approved for children.
Right.
And my Instagram was like, this has been checked. Sputed. It was this has been checked by an independent fact checker, and it is wrong.
Right.
And I was like, who's the independent fact checker?
The thing is, on clear media, clear web, you can't even have an opinion anymore.
No. They make these shirts. There's this girl that has one. She got a lot of heat for it. But they make these shirts that they say, thank while it's still legal, or thank while you're still allowed. And right. I was like, I need one of those.
Right. That's cool. I mean, I would wear that.
I would too.
So, yeah. So the middle is the deep web. The bottom of the iceberg, so now we are completely underwater. We are at the bottom of the iceberg. It is called the dark web. There is an estimated amount of 4 billion pages on the dark web. 4 billion.
That makes my head hurt again.
Let's go over the
billion
fact.
Is just like
past million. Past 999 million.
I'm gonna throw up now.
That is past 999 million. That's past 1 billion, 2 billion, 3 billion, 4 billion pages. And it is next to impossible to find. You have to really be a hacker. You have to be really good with the...
How many hackers are out there then for there to be 4 billion pages? They're it's so impossible to find.
Once you learn and you pass it on to your friends. But the thing is like with this kind of stuff, from my understanding, from what I've been told, you have to have certain equipment. Like on my freaking tiny Chromebook right here, I could not get on the dark web because I don't have you have to have certain like internet browser.
Does your I'm not gonna, but does your know how to do it?
No.
Really?
Actually, I'm not. She's talking about my dad. My dad is a computer programmer.
I didn't want to like expose him though.
No, I don't think he knows, because I've talked to him about it before, and he said, he was like, there's literally no way that you can get on it. And my dad is a computer programmer. My dad knows how hacking works. And he's not able to get on it. You have to have certain systems. You have to have certain internet browsers, a certain system, because mm-hmm. my Google Chromebook, if I tried to do that, like maybe it would like catch on fire.
It'd be like
yeah. So many people that have gotten on it before, they have said that it is like a parallel universe. That's how they've described it before.
The thing is like, curiosity killed the cat. I'm the cat. And I would just love to know, but then when I actually knew, I'd probably hate to know.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm like, I just wonder. You know what I mean?
Right. You can wonder all day long, but...
You can wonder all day long, but you're not getting on there.
But, so they say it's like a parallel universe. Like, it's like almost not real life. How could this be a thing kind of ordeal? Mm. So, it is said that you will definitely be put on the FBI list if you even try to get on the dark web.
What are you saying?
So when you not, this is not when you go on Google, how do you do, no, they, I don't think that they track that. I think it's more so when you actually like download certain browsers or download
like certain
things,
like VPNs
or your computer like is like on a certain tracking device. Like if you do that, the FBI's gonna be like, hello.
Well, I mean, if you have ways to hide your IP address, then what are they tracking you for? They can't find you.
Mm-hmm. So many terrifying videos that are on the dark web are real though. These are things like Corey was talking about.
Like snuff films and stuff?
Yep, snuff films.
See, that makes me...
snuff films,
makes
you
me
know,
like, wanna
children...
Just, no.
Makes children getting start. Abducted. There are live stream videos of children in basement. Like, I'm not kidding.
Oh, I know.
Live stream videos of children in basements that have been kidnapped for years. These cameras just stay on all day.
That's what I was telling you. They're like...
And it's just like live stream. People send money.
That's a good thing. Like... Criminal Minds, like I was telling you, they have a lot of episodes that are like that, and I know some of them are based off like true stories and
right.
stuff.
Yeah,
and it's just like terrifying. Okay, also, did you see the thing on TikTok that's been going around
about that guy?
Yes. Apparently, it was debunked, but it was also pretty creepy that it looked like he was holding people in his basement.
Yeah.
That's so creepy.
But that's what you would see on the dark web. That's a good like analogy to use because that's. Or a similarity. That is something that you would see on the deep web these days. And also, there
you mean
are
dark
also,
web?
That's what I meant, dark web. There's also people that live stream themselves killing somebody and then eating that flesh. And ugh. People just send money. It's insane.
Okay, see, those people, those are the scariest people to me. Because, like, it can literally be your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can be somebody
you
go to church with.
You would never know. They have like a whole dungeon in their basement.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like they send in money. It's like prime example is, you know who I'm talking about.
Who?
I can't say it.
Oh yeah.
You know, like that's like somebody who walked among us or among us
walked among us and we didn't know. Yeah.
And then we were like, what?
Yeah.
Like. Yeah.
I mean, you literally never know who walks among you.
That kind of stuff's just so creepy, like, terrifying to me that somebody you know could be on a live stream and they got murdered and somebody else you know could be watching that and sending in money. Like, that's horrifying.
It's terrifying. It is. So some other things that you might could find on the deep web, your social security numbers, if they have ever been leaked, that is a thing on the dark web. Your social security numbers, your bank account information, your credit card information.
I think my credit card, or not credit card, bank stuff got out there at one point. Because you remember, like, when I first got, like, my first 2 to 3 years of having my bank account, do you remember how many times my debit card got hacked?
How many?
I'm on, like, my 6th debit card.
Yeah, I remember you used to text us.
Fraud constantly. And I used to know this guy I used to work with. we think his social security was leaked somewhere because he was our age. Mm-hmm. And so he went to go, he was like a year older than me. So he was your age. He went to go file his taxes and his social security said he was dead.
What?
It said he was deceased and he was like 18 years old.
That is crazy. And
like, I don't remember if they ever figured it out, but like his social security was not working. It just kept saying that he had died. This season, we're partnering with merch companies to bring you guys specially made TNT Talk items.
Honey Flower Company is a handmade jewelry shop ran by one of our friends and supporters, Jessica Still.
Another company we're partnering with is Bodyguard Designs. This company specializes in graphic t-shirt design and is ran by another listener and friend of ours, Kelly Steele.
Both of these companies will be providing merch to our listeners very soon, so be on the lookout and stay tuned for more TNT Talk. So obviously, like we said before, you can find all of these credit card informations, all of those things, your bank account can be on the dark web.
You can hire a hitman.
You can hire a hitman. You can buy drugs. You can get fake passports. You can watch people die, like we said.
You think the mafia is on this then?
Definitely. Definitely. I think there's something worse than the mafia on it, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. Yeah. No, for sure. But like, you're talking about hiring hitmen, and that's always what I think of as mafia.
I just got the chills because I just started thinking about, like, what we were saying earlier about it, like, being your neighbor. I just thought about, like, somebody random.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I see in my everyday life, and, like, they, like, are that's on there watching it, or they, like, have somebody in their house.
Like, there's people that, like, I hate to, like, because there's people that get off to that.
Yeah.
Like, that makes me, that's, like, nothing makes me feel more sick than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially, God, ugh. Now, and you know, we've talked about Pizzagate before. Pizzagate definitely had deep web affiliation.
Dark web.
Dark web, sorry. Dark web affiliation, obviously, because human traffickers hide behind the dark web. That's how they communicate to each other, like, hey, this is where they're going to be. This is when it's what
this
time.
Yeah, this is the meetup.
And this is how much that you owe me kind of ordeal. It's really disgusting. It really is.
All that stuff just, and it also makes me very sad because I think about like victims, like people who are killed or snuff film things or just like stuff like that. It's just like they were literally profited off of.
Yeah. It's so sad to think about how many. Oh, it's still going.
Okay. It's an accident. Taylor clicked on a notification by accident and she
thought trying to put it on airplane mode, but it's not.
Well, you keep blocking the sensor. There you go.
I just breathed on the mic. I was like. Anyways. Okay. So in 2011, Ross Williams started an online black market called the Silk Road, and the government says that it is apparently impossible to find. Now, here's the thing.
Don't tell me that because now I'm going to go look it up.
Here's the thing. Like, obviously, they say the government made this for military, but now you know, like, how we are. I'm questioning everything. Did they make it for the military, or did they make this for this reasoning?
They made it for, like, top-secret government stuff.
Because I'm wondering, because, you know, we talk about the elites, the politicians, all these government officials are involved in what goes on in this.
Yeah.
So did they actually create it for the military, or was that just a plus?
Probably plus.
Like,
because it's probably used for a lot of things, and they obviously, you know, you say, oh, it's for military. Who's going to question that?
Right.
It's the military. No one questions them.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Nobody's going to question that. And, like, did they actually do that for that reasoning or what? That's my
thing. I mean, I think it was just, the thing is, like, it is smart if you're using it to communicate military things, you know, in that way. But it's also stupid to create it because you know
that somebody's going to get a hold of it.
Nothing good can come from that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, nothing good can come from not being tracked. Yeah. They had to have known that. They had to. They seriously had to. They just were going to be fine with the repercussions that happened. So, yeah, it was called the Silk Road. I don't know anything else about that. Are you looking it up?
Yes, I am. Okay, so.
But it was Ross Williams, 2011.
It says, the Silk Road was a network of trade routes Wait. I think this is something.
Put the Silk Road, Ross William. Tori was about to show us like some train.
This was a history lesson. It was like from China to da-da-da-da trade routes. Okay. Okay, so it's loading. Sorry. Okay. Silk Road was an online black market and the first modern dark net market.
It's what just happened. Oh, that scared me. It says the FBI. As part of the dark web, it was operated as a Tor hidden service. Now, Tor, from what I understand, is like a different web browser you can download, and I think that's how a lot of people access this. God. I don't know how. It says online users were able to browse it anonymously and securely without potential traffic monitoring. The website was launched in February of 2011, and the development of it had began 6 months prior to that date. It says initially there were a limited number of new seller accounts available. New sellers had to purchase an account in an auction, and later a fixed fee was charged for each event seller account.
So you had to have money.
And it said the Silk Road provider goods and services to over 100,000 buyers.
That's my thing. That is my thing, though, about this whole money ordeal. Like, you have to do this, you have to do this. How do you guys not realize that it's elites only? Not, like, only, but you have to have big money to be able to access certain things on the dark web. That's why the elites are so involved. That's why celebrities are involved. That's why all these millionaires are millionaires, because they're making money off of these children or making money off of these snuff films. It's insane. There are many communities of people on the dark web. There are cannibals, pedophiles, murderers, etc. And they all find each other and they share the videos and the pictures and all the other content that they create.
You said his name was what?
Ross William.
No, his name was Ross Ulbricht. Ulbricht? That's what it keeps saying on right there. That's who says, it says he founded it.
Maybe that must be like middle name or something. I don't know. I mean, when I researched it, I got Ross Williams, so it's from something. But anyway, so I mean, you can find, like we were saying earlier, you can find communities of all these other people, cannibals, pedophiles, they have a movie murderers. About what?
About the Silk Road.
They I don't have trust
like
it.
It's like a documentary. I don't
trust it.
Okay.
So
it talks about all of it and like what was going on there. I think
I don't trust anything.
I know that. I don't
either. There have been cases where people who are abducted are on, like I said earlier, are on a 24/7 camera where they are filmed and projected onto the dark web. And people will pay for the person who is kidnapped, most of the time it is a child, to do things on the live stream. So like they'll like send like, here's $100,000, go do this to her.
Yeah, I know. That, see, that makes me...
want to throw up.
That makes me want
to... It makes me want to kill...
It makes me want to kill them. That's what I mean. It makes me feel all the emotions. It makes me feel nausea and sadness. But even more so, it makes me feel anger.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I will kill you.
Yeah. I didn't realize it just now, but I put a disclaimer. The dark web should not be used by any of our listeners, and you need to stay away from it.
Yes. Yes, you should.
It's very true. Do you guys, like, I know you're all getting curious, and I know Tori's, like, saying, like, oh, don't say I want to, no, like, seriously, stay away from it. Like, it's not safe.
Yeah.
You can seriously ruin your life by going on stuff like this. You really can, because once you start getting involved with these kinds of things, like, somebody may find you, or somebody might get interested, or something will happen, and you
end up with a stalker.
It'd be over. Somebody on the dark web also injected bleach into a pregnant woman that they had kidnapped one time.
Stop it. I'm going home. I'm out of here.
It's insane that people can actually do these kinds of things.
Why are people so evil? That's my question.
Didn't you say that you read that it's illegal to go on it in a lot of other countries, but because it's
In a lot of other countries, it is like monitored, and it's like if you get on it, it's like illegal. Like in America, I can read it to you. It said,
it's not illegal for just going on it, but you are going to be watched. That doesn't mean that somebody's not going to come up to your front doorstep.
This says, where did I read it earlier? Okay, it says, although it's not completely safe, it's totally legal to access the dark web from the United States, but not in all countries. And then it says, thanks to anonymous browsing, much of the dark web is devoted to illegal activities.
I would say most of it, yeah. So, the dark web is still used by government officials, especially ones that we talked about on season one. Like we said, the Clintons and Obamas do use the dark web because if they're doing the human trafficking in Pizzagate, they have to be using the dark web to talk to each other. They're not going to use Gmail.
So, yes, they are.
It is still used, however, for the military to communicate, according to the government, things on regular occurrences as well as during war to each other and the president and his team. So, there have been internet game challenges regarding the deep web. The choking game, it originated in the 90s.
I remember this.
You let somebody choke you until the oxygen stops reaching your head and you pass out. People will get a short buzz before you drift, and then you wake up feeling tingly. However, many people have choked too hard, and people have been hospitalized or they have died. And others have been paralyzed and have gotten brain damage.
There was a Criminal Minds episode about that.
It's insane.
You need to watch that show. I think you would like it. Sometimes it can, if you binge it though, it can get to be too much because it's a lot about what we're talking about.
It's wild. It's a good show though. There's another one. It's called Tamino's Hell, a creepy Japanese poem where you read it out loud and you get an instant misfortune. So an example, somebody thought it was a hoax because after they read it, nothing happened. However, 5 minutes later, they became overwhelmed with sadness and they began uncontrollably crying. So all of these things, like, I think were originated from the dark web, and then people brought it out and were like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Another example, somebody's arm went completely numb after reading the poem out loud, and they thought that they were having a stroke. And apparently, if you read it on paper, you're fine. If you hear it, you're fine. But when you read it out loud, that's when it apparently becomes
scary. Probably
because
it's probably like a demon or something.
It's probably voodoo. Like,
yeah,
sure.
You're probably like, you're summoning it.
That's another thing. Voodoo is probably all over the dark web. All over it. Yeah, like, probably. I'm talking about, like, straight-up satanic
witchcraft.
Stuff. I'm talking about straight-up satanic, like, no bueno stuff.
They're probably like, contact us now for $100,000. We can make you famous. Here's our
Billie
number.
Billie Eilish.
She's like, bet.
She's like, girl.
She's like, only 100K.
She's like, I'm the bad guy. Yeah. But anyways, yeah. So, moral of the story is don't go on the dark web. Don't try to go on the dark web.
Because you'll probably give yourself nightmares.
Don't be stupid. Well, not even. You'll give yourself nightmares and give yourself a horrible life, and somebody's going to come up to your
door. You know, another thing before we do end this is, like, I think about when I was, like, middle school, probably. Which, you know, most middle schoolers have access to the internet. But, like, we were saying earlier, it was a lot easier to access the deep web. Like, a lot easier when we were that age. I think, and it's, like, sad to say this, but when I was a kid, like, middle school, I used to be on it all the time without realizing it until I got older. That stuff I should have not seen at that age. Like, really bad stuff. I remember there was this one website that I did find where it was hidden cameras on people and just filming them.
That's crazy.
And I was like, what is this? Like just weird stuff like that and, like, just really
I think that's odd videos. I think that's even thanks to it not being filtered, too.
Yeah, because, the internet was it wasn't new, but
it's
it was pretty
kind of fresh.
It was still pretty
new. It was fresh to have nasty, nasty stuff on the internet.
Yes, and thankfully, I will say that it's not as easy to find that stuff now, so it's better for kids to get on, I guess.
Well,
but it's still not.
No, it's still super dangerous because pedophiles have so much access to everything else.
See, so just, moral story, don't get on the internet.
You have to be Amish. Stop listening to this episode.
And just take your phones, throw them in the trash, get rid of the internet, just run into the woods.
And go move to Wyoming.
Okay, yeah.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to this episode of TNT Talk.
Make sure you give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook
at TNT Talk.
Also, feel free to email us with any suggestions on topics for future episodes
at TNT Talk Podcast @gmail.com.